This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. I am joined by the author Ed Clark. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming by Fun Kids.
It's my pleasure. Very glad to be here.
Now, you've written a brand new book called The Secret Dragon. And you look shocked by this.
No, I have.
Okay.
I have read it. That's my name on the cover, so it must be true.
No, the book is about Mari. Or Mari? How would you pronounce it?
Mari.
Mari.
Yes.
And she, pretty early doors in the book, has an amazing discovery in the rocks near her home. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. Yes. Well, she's an 11-year-old girl. Her name's Mari. She lives on a farm with her mum. But she's really bad at looking after animals. And what she really wants to be is a scientist. And so what she does is she goes fossil hunting on the beaches near where she lives. And like you say, one day she finds this strange looking rock and she cracks it open and she finds a tiny real live dragon that sits in the palm of her hand.
When she's there, she also finds another friend as well.
She finds another friend. There's a boy on the beach as well. Because she's really desperate to be a scientist, she's really worried that people, the grown-ups, are going to take the dragon away from her. And so she has to keep it a secret. But the boy, he sees the dragon too. So he's the only person who's in on the secret. And together they have to try and stop this mischievous dragon from sort of getting away.
It's really nice reading about the friendship between the two of them.
Yes.
And I don't want to ruin it too much, but they have another reason they have to get... to become friends as well, their parents.
Yes. So, Mary's mum is a single mum and Dylan's dad is a single dad. And they've just moved to the area and he's the local vet. And Mary's mum is a farmer, as we said. So, yes, they have a natural way to meet, and that does cause a little bit of embarrassment to most, both Mary and Dylan, that their parents seem to be going on dates.
It is a bit awkward, isn't it, to begin with?
Yes.
Now, there's also a lot of action in the book as well. You've got a train ride that she takes to see one of her heroes, who pops back a little bit later on in a more dramatic sequence. Is it quite fun to write those bits?
Yes, it is. That's probably one of my favourite bits. I sort of grew up loving like Spielberg movies and sort of adventure films. And adventure books, obviously, as well. And so I think I always like to take my characters on sort of fun rides, I suppose. And this is, you know, there's a few little kind of action sequences in the book, I like to think, that are, yeah, thrilling, but also fun.
Definitely. And you've got Gweeb, who is the dragon.
Yes.
How was that to write about a dragon?
Well, I mean, everyone loves dragons, don't they? I think I've always loved dragons, but I'd never seen a tiny, tiny one before. And I thought it might be really fun to have a little dragon, because they can get up to sort of adventures that big dragons couldn't get away with necessarily, because you can't put a big dragon in your pocket.
Exactly.
You can put a little dragon in your pocket. And if you have to take a little dragon to school, what might that be like? If it tries to escape in a chemistry lesson. So there were lots of things you could imagine that might happen with a little dragon that were a lot of fun to do.
Oh, definitely. Yes, Gweeb gets up to some interesting adventures, even in the school as well.
The dragon escapes. And it's in the middle of a chemistry lesson where they are doing an experiment with flammable gases.
Yes.
So gases that could be set on fire. And Gweeb, as a dragon... doesn't necessarily know how to breathe fire, but does breathe a sort of flammable kind of gaseous
kind of air, and
in this lesson there is a way in which that could be set alight, which is not a great thing to do in the middle of this chemistry lesson, and things start to burn.
Yeah, it's really fun to read about, though. I quite enjoyed it. When it happens, it's the perfect timing. I'll just say that. I'll leave it there. Did you have to research dragons before? Did you kind of go into myths and folklore?
Oh, I thought you meant, did I have to go and see them in a zoo? That's the good thing about writing the fantastical creatures is you can slightly make it up.
Nice, yeah.
And so, yes, I read a little bit here and there. And obviously, you grow up watching dragons on films and reading about dragons in books, and so there are things that you expect them to do, and so it's fun to sort of to do some of those things, but then with other things to make up a new kind of biology for a dragon, you know, how long it can sort of stay in an egg for, and how long will it live for, and can it breathe fire or does it not breathe fire, and you know, and what makes that all work. So really trying to think about a bit like Mary does, really, about the science of what a dragon would be like if it really existed.
And nobody's going to tell you off. You can't get it wrong because it's in your head.
Can't get it wrong, and that's the best thing about it.
That's amazing. No one's going to tell you off. Also, it's set in Wales. Why Wales? I don't be rude, but I suspect you haven't got a Welsh accent.
Why not Wales? It's well, my mum and dad live in Wales and have done for about 20 years. We're not Welsh, but they've lived on a part of the coast in Wales that is very beautiful, between Cardiff and Swansea, and most people normally miss it. But I've really loved walking down those beaches like Mary does in the book, and it's a sort of a fictional version of the place where they live.
And at the back of the book, I noticed there may be some more adventures in line. Is that right?
Yes, I think I might talk about that. I think so. Yes, there may well be more adventures to come with Mary after this one. So yes, watch out for that.
Ed, I have a little quick fire round of questions I do with authors, if that's okay.
Yes.
Just get a feel for who you are as an author and a writer. No pressure, don't worry. First one, books or Kindles?
Books.
Yep, every author says that straight away. Yes. Heroes or villains?
Oh. Mm.
Always tricky.
Interesting villains, probably.
Oh, good answer. I like that. Okay. Smaug from The Hobbit or Toothless from How to Train Your Dragon?
Smaug, I think, for me. I grew up with Smaug.
Okay.
So that would be my one.
I was hoping I said that right, because I haven't read The Hobbit.
I think it's Smaug, isn't
Smaug,
it?
Smaug, is it? I have no idea. As you can tell, I also haven't seen the films, but I just know it's a famous dragon.
I went with your pronunciation.
You're very polite. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Film for me. Okay. I work more in film. Well, I work in TV as well, but okay. But film adaptations, I suppose, are what I grew up with.
Rowan Oakling or Mary Jones?
That's really hard. That's choosing between your children.
Yeah.
That's really hard. I mean, right now I'm excited about Mary, so it would be Mary right now.
Very on brand answer. Writing or reading?
That's two different, very different things, isn't it?
I find that really difficult, yeah.
Writing right now, because that's what I'm doing.
Okay. TV producing or book writing, then?
So, book writing.
Excellent. Good answer. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts. Me too. Laptop or write by hand?
Laptop.
Yeah, it's probably more efficient, I imagine.
It is. Yeah. It is. I can't almost write anymore. I find it really... really difficult.
Just holding a pen.
I'm
the same. Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Roald Dahl.
I thought that might be the case. Bookshop visit or school tour? Now, authors do both, I know.
Do both. And they're both so important to authors, and that's really difficult to choose as well. And they're both really lovely in their own ways. But school visit, you tend to meet more people and see more of the kids who are reading the book. So I guess probably school visits.
Okay. Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write whenever you fancy?
I wish I wrote 9 to 5. I generally write really early in the morning before my children wake up, before my day job. So I sort of, not 9 to 5, but 6 to 7 usually.
Oh, wow. Wow, I'm still asleep then. And finally, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Oh, salt and vinegar all the way.
Yes, that is the correct answer. I don't mind anything else you say. It's just that one that I'm bothered about. Excellent. Well, you ended on high because that is the right answer. Ed, thank you so much for coming to Fun Kids.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we should say The Secret Dragon is out right now. I loved your book, and hopefully everybody else who reads it will love it as well.
I hope so too. Thank you very much for having me here.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.